All right, back to my guest, Jeff Whelan in the Whelan Builders out of the greater Cincinnati area. And Jeff, we started out the conversation, says, wow, how home building has changed over the last couple years. The one question I have is, how's the supply chain doing right now?
You know, that's a good question. The supply and labor, supply, labor, and land are always our three biggest issues, but right now it seems to be supply and labor. And with the lumber, everybody seems to be focused on the lumber. We've got from January of 21 to January of 22, we've had some increases on our lumber, and this goes up and down.
Right.
I guess that's the hard part about a commodity like this, but we're from anywhere from 20 to 45%, 47% on some of these items. And this goes from 2x4s to 2x10s to plywood. And it goes up, and right now it's probably up pretty high, and we're hoping at some point soon it's going to drop. And that's for a number of different reasons. You can listen to all sorts of different philosophies on it, and I don't think any of us will ever find out the truth of really why it's going up and down. I read an interesting article a couple of weeks ago about how what affects the price of lumber when you get into the mills and the upgrades that they need to do to the mills, and then the fall off material that goes to things such as newspapers and toilet paper and tissue. And so it's not just about building houses, it's also about where that other material goes. And when we use less of these other materials and you're using more of another material, that price seems to drive that a little bit. And then it becomes there's issues like two weeks ago, Canada put a deal on there where if you weren't vaccinated, the truck drivers weren't vaccinated, then they couldn't cross the line. And then it's just a natural process with tariffs and all sorts of things that are happening every day. So, that lumber is a big topic of discussion. It's an issue, and it seems to be going up and down, but it always is up and down. I think there's just a big focus on it. The rest of it is more anything that has metal, anything that has resin in it, plumbing pipe, or geothermal piping, anything like that, it's going up a lot. And it's important for us, to try and control this the most we can. And we do things such as being in a buying group with some other builders, trying to buy all of our materials from the same suppliers. We try and hone in on our material cost versus labor cost and make sure we're separating those and paying attention to it in general across the board, which we always do, but now it seems like it's a bigger topic.
Yeah. Labor is the other one, and the articles I've been reading, it's kind of like the onus is on the builders now.
Oh yeah, the problem with us though is we need skilled labor, because there's plenty of labor out there, but we need skilled labor. So we need skilled craftsmen. You need inside trim carpenters. You need painters. People who have this gift to be able to do it. And then there's probably another whole side of it where you have to have a certain criteria to be able to work there. You have to pass a drug test, you have to pass background checks, you have to do all sorts of things to be able to work for some of these great companies. And I think that's when it becomes an issue. And, I remember when I was in college and we did we went down to Mid-American Raceway down there in Mansfield, and Kokosing was working there. And Kokosing's like, we will bring you in, we'll take you, and we'll teach you how to push a broom, push a wheelbarrow, do whatever you need to do, and as long as you follow our guidelines, and we'll train you and bring you all the way through to make you whatever you want to be in this company. And I think that's probably what we need to look at as far as the building industry, as far as a lot of industries, is you need to be prepared to take these people under your wing, show them you care, and then teach them the direction that you need that they want to go. Give them as much opportunity as they can.
Well, needless to say, the last couple of years have been challenging. You have answered the bell. What do you see the future of custom home building?
You know what? I tried to buy my best to look at the future. I was buying a piece of equipment one time, and I told my dad a long time ago, I said, I want to buy this, but I'm just not sure what it's going to do. And he goes, you need to look around you. You're never going to know what it's going to do. And I said, man, that's probably true. Thanks for the advice. The future of it, I think, for a custom home builder, we are probably on average an 8 to 12 month build. So by the time we start working with our customers, and by the time we start building or digging their basements, the faith for us lies out a year or more in advance, where when you're talking about a production builder, you know, their faith probably lies out with how many lots they have and how long it's going to take them to build that house, which is usually around 180 days or a little bit more. So as far as the future of what we look like, it looks really good for us. But as far as the future looks like for, you know, technology and labor and this lumber stuff, you know, I think we've been doing this, building houses, for a long, long time. Every day's a challenge. There's all sorts of different things going to happen, and we're going to keep on working through it. And I think that everybody knows that.
I was just going to say, do you think the houses will get smaller, stay the same? You think that's going to be about? How do you see that?
You know, that's a tough question, because people always say they want to downsize. They come to me and they're like, "Wow, we got this big house and we want to downsize," and then we end up designing the plan, it's about probably the same size, if not bigger, than the house that they had before. It's we call it right sizing. If they had a traditional two story before, now they want everything on the first floor, and then they put everything, and then they put a lot of entertainment in the basement, and the house has probably got about the same amount of square footage. Mm-hmm. I don't really see the houses. You know, I remember years ago that people were saying, hey, and which is where we came up with that Lifestyles edition of Homerama, where people were wanting to downsize and keep a smaller house here because they planned on vacationing and buying a second home somewhere else. And I don't see that as much anymore. What I do have a tendency to see more now is these, the kids are having kids. So the grandparents and the parents want to either move back here, or they want to move to where their kids are. They want to try and stay local to wherever they want to be at, where their kids are at.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us. That's why I wanted to have you on. I know you got your finger on the pulse all the time, and at Wheeland Builders, you guys do a great, great job. Thanks so much for giving up a little bit of your time on Super Bowl Sunday and Hoo Day.
Hey, Hoo Day. I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Thank you. You betcha. Take care. All right, there you go. When we come back, your calls, it's 513-749-5500. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.